Massachusetts used to have mediocre public schools, but that's changed. Now it has some of the world's best. Kirk Carapeza from member station WGBH in Boston tells us why.
In 1993, Republican Governor William Weld signed into law a landmark effort to overhaul how the state pays for its public schools.
A good education in a safe environment is the magic wand that brings opportunity. It's up to us to make sure that wand is waved over every cradle.
What Massachusetts did was give more state money to districts that educated lots of low-income kids.
So what are some of the things that might help us here as researchers, as scientists?
This windfall of state dollars allowed poorer districts to hire and keep good teachers, give them better training, and improve curriculum in the classroom.
What it's made out of, it could, like, be useful to some of, like, the future products.
Future products, good.
In Revere, just north of Boston, nearly 80% of students are low income. And over time, the state's investment paid off.
I really think that the funding was like winning the World Series.
Karen English grew up in Revere, and she's been teaching in its schools for the past 36 years. She remembers that extra state money, it did a lot.
Everybody just embraced it, and just to have the curriculum and the books and the space, and we have some beautiful new schools, and it just all makes you want to be here.
For roughly a decade, from 1993 to 2003, Revere's school budget increased by about $4 to $6 million a year.
There wasn't a calculus course the year I came here.
Former Revere Superintendent Paul Dakin says those steady funding increases didn't just support teachers, but also new classes and standards.
So we redid the graduation requirements and over the years moved to the point where honors programs and calculus courses and AP courses were and are still plentiful.
We noticed a difference right away.
That's Revere's current superintendent, Diane Kelly. In 1993, she was teaching high school algebra.
We adopted a whole new textbook series in the math department, and I can tell you that the first year I was here, the textbooks I was using with my students dated, no exaggeration, back to the 50s and 60s.
Revere schools also used the money to hire reading coaches, a technology team. Some even lengthened the school day. And with these many changes, student test scores and graduation rates went up. Today, the district says nearly 90% of Revere's high school graduates go on to some form of post-secondary education. That's up from 70% in the early 90s.
When you look at Massachusetts' overall performance nationally, we have gone from the middle of the pack to the top of the pack.
Paul Revel is a former state education secretary and now teaches at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. He says it's important to remember that education may be a magic wand, but money isn't.
It depends how you spend the money. And to be sure, as we look around the Commonwealth, some places have spent money wisely and other people have wasted the opportunity.
Since the recession, state funding has slowed down. And now former Superintendent Paul Dakin says Revere is facing a budget shortfall.
Think of it as fertilizer. We were fertilizing, you know, the field with money. And when that fertilizer dries up, the progress is going to dry up.
The state is also proposing changes to the way it calculates the number of low-income kids districts educate. That would decrease funding in Revere, and the district says it would need to begin layoffs. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.